Look back at chapter 7, verse 38. Jesus said, I want rivers of water to flow out of your lives. I want you to be excited about your sins being gone. I want you to read the Bible just like it was God meeting with you and talking to you. I want you to just be flowing in your prayers to me. And you know what? That's how people are when they get saved. It's unbelievable. They just can't get enough of the Bible. They can't get enough of the fellowship of God's people. They just can't tell enough people their sins are forgiven. They can't tell enough people how they can be saved. And you know what? The little Joseph of the grieving and quenching of the Holy Spirit starts constricting little by little the water pipe of the Holy Spirit in their life. And all of a sudden, almost imperceptibly, things kind of start slowing down in their life. And things start withering. And the flow just gets constricted. And almost without knowing it, their lives become waterless and barren and dry. What happened to the water valve of our spiritual lives as it's twisted shut by sin is what the Bible describes as quenching and grieving of the Holy Spirit. We are given, and let's turn back to Ephesians 4, a command. Look at Ephesians 4 and verse 30 with me. And if you've never marked these, in fact, if you've ever gone through a change in your spiritual life, if you have gone from first being saved and excited to now being not even sure you're saved, if you've ever gone from overwhelming desire to flee sin and resist temptation to now you're so discouraged, you can't resist anything and you're just taking anything that comes. If you have gone from voraciously reading your Bible and marking and underlining and memorizing to you would rather sit and fall asleep in front of the television, then let me give you a little diagnostic here, because I think that you need the builder to come by and go into your closet and find out what has turned your water valve off, okay? This is what it says in Ephesians 4, starting with verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we're members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Now look at verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now that's an imperative, by the way. Do you know what an imperative is? It's a command. It is a direct command from God. And he said, your responsibility, verse 30, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. He's the one that sealed you for the day of redemption. What are some grievers? Well, the verse 25 down to 29 are a bunch. Verse 31 continues. Here's something that grieves the Spirit. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking. Put it away with malice. And here is what he wants. Kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving, even as God, in Christ, for Christ's sake, forgave you. For all of our earthly life, it is God's Holy Spirit that is our lifeline that we need to make connection with to endure. And it says here in verse 30, if we grieve the Holy Spirit of God, it's like we're cranking down the waterline of our life. We grieve him. We cause his influence to be abated in our lives. That is what happens. The spiritual water valve of our lives is twisted shut. And that's what the Bible describes as grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit. We are to keep our lives. In fact, look at chapter 5 and verse 18, because here's the parallel commandment. Ephesians 5:18. As much as the Holy Spirit, we are commanded by God in imperative mode not to grieve him, we are equally commanded in chapter 5 and verse 18. Look what it says. And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation. But look at this. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be constantly being filled. Make it your constant endeavor to never allow the Holy Spirit to not be filling and overflowing your life, is what Paul's telling us. That's what the great training coach of the winning lifestyle believers, the Apostle Paul, tells us.